Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Robbie from Tacoma is. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Robbie is ready to rock. Steve Miggs, that means you got to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Robbie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which Major League Baseball team keeps a trident in their dugout for celebrating home runs?
The Mariners.
Yes. In the beer world, what does IPA stand for?
Oh, God. Pass.
Which member of Nirvana was the shortest?
Kurt Cobain.
Yes. The southernmost city in the world is located in which South American country?
Brazil?
No.
Argentina?
No.
Chile?
Yes. What tree measurement do foresters usually make at 4 feet above the ground?
Pass.
What sport is the focus of the movie Tin Cup?
Golf.
Yes. A clowder is the term for a group of what domestic animal?
A what?
A clowder is the term for a group of what domestic animal?
Domestic a clowder? I don't know. Hamsters?
No.
Gerbil?
No.
Pass.
In what West Coast city was the UN charter signed?
Los Angeles.
No.
San Francisco.
Yes! We'll get you down for 5 there, Robbie.
Ouch.
That's not bad. It's not bad at all. Steve Miggs, don't be a loser. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
Which Major League Baseball team keeps a trident in their dugout for celebrating home runs?
Well, we held it, and that's the Seattle Mariners.
Yes. In the beer world, what does IPA stand for?
India Pale Ale.
Yes. Which member of Nirvana was the shortest?
Dave Grohl.
No.
Kurt Cobain.
Yes. The southernmost city in the world is located in which South American country?
Peru.
No.
Argentina.
No.
Spain.
No. What tree measurement do foresters usually make at 4 feet above the ground?
A Christmas tree?
No.
Knox?
No.
A tree here?
No. What sport is the focus of the movie Tin Cup?
Oh, is that golf?
It is. A clowder is the term for a group of what domestic animal?
Fish.
No.
Dogs.
No.
Cats.
Yes. In what West Coast city was the UN charter signed?
What West Coast city? Los Angeles.
No.
Seattle.
No.
Portland.
No. In what decade did cartoonist Charles Adams create the Addams Family?
That would be the 30s.
Yes. What scientist may have been driven mad by exposure to mercury?
Alfred Einstein.
No.
Thomas Edison.
No.
Bill Nye.
No. Steve Miggs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, Robbie.
That's all right. Great job, Steve.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Our friend Robbie knew that the southernmost city in the world is located in Chile. The tree measurement that foresters usually make at 4 feet above the ground is girth.
I bet they do.
Robbie also knew that the West Coast city where the UN charter was signed is San Francisco. And the scientist that may have been driven mad by exposure to mercury was Isaac Newton.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Big win.
The Daily Mix Show.
During game two of the ALDS, after Julio's double put them in the lead, the TV broadcast showed this Mariners fan that was absolutely tearing up. And since then, he has gone viral as the Mariners crying guy. His name is Saul Spady, and Saul will join us after Nirvana.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.